Motor Talk with David Berthon, thanks to ASV puncture-free tyres, the safer, smarter choice.
One of the world's car industry luminaries died this week. Lee Iacocca, the car industry executive, died in Los Angeles at the age of 94. Iacocca's cunning, ingenuity and swagger made him one of the most successful salesmen of his generation. Iacocca, to many Americans, was the face, voice and symbol of the car industry in the 60s and 70s. An immigrant's son, he became vice president of Ford at just 36 and gained wide renown in 1964 when he launched the Mustang sports car. In its first year, the Mustang sold 418,000 units, generating $1.1 billion in profit. Iacocca's career flourished, quickly becoming company president, only to be abruptly fired in 1978 by Henry Ford II. A clash of egos and personalities led to the dismissal. Iacocca, quoting Ford as saying, "I think you should leave, it's personal, just one of those things. Sometimes you just don't like somebody." Interestingly, Bill Ford, the current executive chairman of Ford, had a different view of it this week. Lee Iacocca was truly bigger than life and left an indelible mark on Ford, the auto industry and the country. After Ford, Iacocca rebounded as chairman of Chrysler, widely credited with saving that company from bankruptcy. He actually cut his own salary to just $1 a year. Such was his success that in 1983 he paid back $1.2 billion plus interest 7 years before it was due. I'm David Berthon.